Hi there, this is Toby Milroy, Chief Operating Officer for NATMA, the National Association of Professional Martial Artists. I'm glad you've come this far. This is the second audio CD for the Ultimate Referral Machine, and on this disc, I'm very excited to let you sort of behind the curtain and to let you listen into a closed-door private discussion with our Inner Circle and P-Performer coaching members. This is a group of very high-level, very sophisticated martial arts school operators who are laser-focused on taking their school to the next level, aggressively growing their student base, and serving their community. And these school owners have dedicated themselves to intense study of the martial arts business, as well as coming together on a quarterly basis with one-on-one private calls in between to really help them leverage and implement these types of marketing systems and tools in their martial arts school extremely fast. So I really wanted you to have the opportunity to sort of listen into one of these conversations and see how this can help you in your school implement the Ultimate Referral Machine. So keep in mind, I've absolutely done no editing to this content. You're hearing it exactly the way it happened in our meeting. I didn't want you to miss one bit. So I'm really excited to be able to bring this to you, and I absolutely know that this referral machine system in your martial arts school can be worth $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 to you this year if you implement appropriately, follow up aggressively. This can certainly help add 100 to 150 new students to your school this year with no problem at all. So I'm really excited for you, and I look forward to seeing you at one of our live events or speaking to you on one of our teleconferences. Thank you so much.
But there's some genius behind this. And I stole it from somebody, and then I tweaked it a little bit, and they stole it back and tweaked it a little bit more, and then I stole it back and tweaked it some more, right? And basically what it is like John has this little reward system that the students can earn the patches on their belt, and we do the same thing. We do the attitude stripes, right? So depending on how many attitude stripes they have, that determines what, like, level they graduate. You know what I mean? So if they have, like, only 3 attitude stripes, they're kind of like a C student. If they have, like, 20, they're like an A student, right? So one of Ron's challenges was, his comment was, you know, I do these buddy day things and these birthday party things and stuff like that, and they're okay, but, you know, I just get sick of them after a while. You know, you just kind of lose your focus and you get sick of doing it, and it doesn't respond very well anymore, right? This thing is brilliant for a couple reasons. And one of the reasons that this thing is kind of brilliant is because any staff member can do this and not screw it up, right? It doesn't take a lot of brain power, but the results are really, really, really good. So here's what the deal is. So you've got, and this basically, in the Orange City School, this is usually good for about 5 or 6 enrollments a month, something like that, actual done deals, right? So it's a really, this is our biggest internal marketing activity that we ever do, right? And it's brilliant because it happens every month, and it happens whether the instructors want it or not, right? So I'll take you through my epiphany on this deal and, you know, see what you think about it. But we call it like the pizza party system, but it's like the honor student system, right? Okay. So we define the honor students as like the top graduating students in the class, right? All depending on attitude stripes. So they have to have 2 attitude stripes mandatory to graduate anyway, but this is like for those who have a lot. And we don't know what the number is until we get there. So that's basically how it works. So they accomplish their homework assignments, they put their attitude stripes on the belt, and that's it. Okay, now at the graduation, everybody in the whole school knows, and we make sure we indoctrinate them when they're white belts, and we make a really big deal out of it, that those students who have the most number of attitude stripes at the graduation get a free prize. And one of their free gifts is this free pizza party at the karate school, right? So what happens is, like the long story is, you have your entire graduating class, right? We do a graduation ceremony where they receive their belts and everything, and we do it like in 2 or 3 chunks depending on how many people we have there. And the low rank ones are always the most fruitful, right? Because they're the ones who bring more friends, right? They're more, you know, they're just new into the system and everything, right? So we do more in that class than any other class. But let's say if your white belts, gold belts, and green belts all in one graduation, whatever it is, you give them all their belts and everything, and say, okay, everybody stand up. And anybody who has only 1 attitude stripe, you know, go ahead and have a seat. And in our case, nobody does because they have to have 2 to graduate, right? Okay, anybody who has just only 2, have a seat. 3, 4, 5. You work your way up, right? And then you kind of know how many of these things you want to do. And in our case, with the lower rank ceremony, we always want to do many, many, many more than in with, like, the red belts, right? But so now basically what you're doing is thinning out the crowd until you have, like, 10, 15, 20, whatever your number is, of these students still standing who have stripes all over their belt, right? They have all these attitude stripes on their belt, right? Maybe it's 5 or 10 or 20 or, you know, whatever, right? Depends on, you know, how effective that system is for you. And then, you know, you call those guys up to the front and they win, like, the free pizza party. Now, the upside is they get to bring 10 of their friends from school to the pizza party for free, right? So here's a couple reasons why this thing is pretty brilliant. Number one is, you know, the instructors always screw up referral programs because they get sick of doing them and they forget about them and they get, like, apathetic about it, right? But this thing, the students won't let them forget about because they want to know who the honor students were, right? We give them a little medal, put it around their neck, that whole thing, right? So they're not going to let your instructors forget to do this, ever. You know what I mean?
Do you not end up citing a dozen kids each time?
Sometimes. But remember, the most fruitful ones are like white belts, gold belts, and green belts for us, right? The new students, 1 to like 9 months. So they're new anyway. They're bringing all new friends anyway. So in that graduation, we pick like 3 times as many honor students than we do in the rest of the classes. And the rationale behind that is, well, you're a brown belt now, so the standards are much higher. You know what I mean? Which is accurate, too. So now in order for them to be the honor student, they have to have like 60 stripes. You know, for these guys, they only have to have 20. You know, that sort of thing. And really, in many cases, it works in converse relation, conversely, but whatever. So there's a kind of a piece of brilliance behind that I'll tell you about in a minute. Okay, but one of the pieces, the genius of this deal, is that the instructors can't forget. The students won't let them, right? Especially if, you know, you or whoever it is that's, you know, running the class once a week says, hey, remember, guys, you know, don't forget to finish your attitude assignments because, you know, who's going to win you know how that works, right? I mean, it's just motivation, right? Pretty easy. Okay. Second thing is you can do this and really make it mind-numbing and energy-killing and tedious and brutal, or you can make it a big home run, right? And Ron's first reaction to this was, well, let's see, if I pick 10 students from that graduation and 10 students from this graduation, that's 20 pizza parties. That's 20 hours I'm going to be doing on Saturdays for these pizza parties, right? No. We have 1 hour a month. 1 Saturday a month, 1 hour a month. Everybody together, right? So now what happens is what Eric said. You've got the one guy who won the pizza party last time who brings the same 3 friends. Well, it doesn't matter because he's in there with like 45 other kids, right? So we stack them up. We'll do 5, 6, 7, 8 of them in a Saturday on an hour. No big deal. No big deal, right? Now, here's part of the scheduling that makes it work for us. We do our testing week, right? And the belt ceremony is on Friday. The graduation ceremony is on Friday. The next Saturday is the first opportunity to do their pizza party, right? So let me walk through the beginning here. There's a couple little pieces here that make it work really well. Number one, as soon as you call the students up in their graduation, right, and you hand them their certificates for the pizza party, immediately they go straight over to the program director and get their parent and schedule their time, right? Because the more time that elapses from then, they forget about it, right? So right then, they know exactly the date that they're coming for their party.
How many time choices do you
have? They have 2 this month and 2 next month. So it's always the week following the graduation, we have a noon and a 1 o'clock time that they can pick from. And then the month after that, we pick a 1 Saturday during the month. So that's really all they've got, you know? And the compliance is pretty high on it.
Can you go back in? You said there's 2 per month, but then I'm missing how many.
They're on the same day.
They're on the same day. Okay. Yeah, so we pick 1 Saturday a month.
1 Saturday a month.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. If you want to do more, right? Yeah. What I do is I pick 1 Saturday a month. The first Saturday is always the week immediately following their graduation, because
right,
that's the most excited. They've only got a week to remember it. They can get their guest list together, all that stuff, right? Then the next month, we just pick a Saturday somewhere mid-month.
Oh, okay, because you don't do belt testing every
No, every 2 months. Yeah, we do every 2 months.
Why do you do 2 time slots on Saturdays instead of 1?
Because I always pick so many people, I usually end up with like 7 or 8 pizza parties for each hour.
And also
just a numbers thing. Just a numbers thing. If you don't want to do so many, don't. If you want to do more, do 3 hours.
So it's just based on how many kids you pick.
Yeah. We always pick, we do our belt ceremony in 2 chunks. We do like basic and intermediate, and then we do advanced and black belts, right? Well, whatever, we just chop it down the middle. And the basic intermediate is always the big, we do 3 times as many in that as we do in the high rank one, right? So we're usually trying in that lower rank graduation, we're trying to pick like 20 or 25 kids, right, to have the beach party. So ideally you could have 10 an hour or 15 an hour. Why not? You know? I mean, top 20% of the class maybe.
If you pick 20 to do this, how many do you typically find that actually come with their friends?
The closer it is to the, like if they graduate today and the party's next Saturday, you have a real high success rate. If they got to wait 4 weeks, forget it. You never get them back.
And they typically bring 3 to 5 friends?
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Do they need to tell you ahead of time how many they're bringing?
Yeah, here's the cycle. Immediately you bring them up to class, make a big deal, you know, you guys get on it, right?
I'll bring you back one step.
Yeah.
What are the things you give them? I'm your honor student, one of your honor students this month. What do I get? How do you give it to them?
They get a big medal, like a trophy, a big thing. It's got a, you know, honors thing on it, the wreath and all that. And then we just give them a little certificate that they earn their pizza party thing. And then immediately they get carted off over to the program director, and they go get their parent and bring them over to the program director, and they schedule in their time. And then we hand them a package. And in the envelope, it has 10 invitations, right, 10 permission slips, and it's got the description of the pizza party, what they need to bring, all that sort of stuff, which, you know, they don't need to bring anything. But the fact that they have to give us their guest list by the following Wednesday, you know, whatever it is, right, all that sort of stuff. Actually, no, by the following Monday. So we want to collect the data as much as we can. Now, in reality, we probably get about a 50-50 effectiveness rate on that, right, on them actually bringing us the guest list. But when they do bring us the guest list, we mail out the invitations, right? And in the invitation, it has the permission slip that the parent has to fill out and sign and bring it back in and with during the party and all that stuff, right? So we always collect the data.
So the student has these invitations to give to their friend.
Yep.
But you still collect their name and address and everything before the party.
In an ideal world, mom will bring their guest list in on Monday, and our guys will call everybody, all their guests. And invite them, tell them why they're coming to the school. Johnny's invited them because he was the honor student and all that stuff, right? And then we mail them invitations. You know what I mean?
What was the time lapse between the graduation and the pizza party?
The first one we do the week following, the Saturday following.
So you're trying to get the guest list and you mail in sometimes.
They got to bring it Monday. Yeah, if they don't bring it Monday, then, I mean, we still call either way. You know, the phone is quick, but we try to get it immediately the next Monday. If otherwise, they have to bring us their permission slip.
Again, the following.
Well, because we only have a graduation every other month. So, you know, if I have like 30 or 35 that are in pizza parties or whatever, I just want to have two options for them to pick one. And then next month, if I don't do it, I don't have any that month. You know what I mean? No. Yeah, it would just pick. Yeah, just pick. It's just if I just run the pizza party today, but I can't make next Saturday, I've got 1 in 3 weeks. You know, that sort of deal. Does that make sense? Anyway, so immediately they go to the program director, they grab their guys, we give them the packages and all that stuff. Ideally, they'll bring us the guest list, we'll mail and we call all the guests and tell them what's going on. And during the call, by the way, we try to get that student's parent to come in. Like a lot of times, like the honor student parent brings all the kids.
Right, yeah.
That kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
But
what's their incentive for coming in themselves?
Well, Mrs. Jones, just so you know what you're coming for, and you explain to him what the whole thing was. And by the way, it's also Johnny's opportunity to actually learn the role of mentorship. And he's actually going to take Steve, your son, and he has the opportunity to teach him 4 fundamental skills in martial arts. And it has to do with learning the 4 rules of concentration. And if he does, Steve is going to be able to earn his very first white belt in our school that day in the little graduation ceremony. And you're not going to want to miss that. So can you make it at 1:45 so that he can watch his graduation and watch him earn his white belt? Yeah, I can make it. Okay, great. You won't want to miss that. Bring a camera. You know what I mean? So you're trying to get him there to watch the little white belt ceremony. Okay, I'll get to the class too. But so far it's pretty simple, right? So far the idea is... Oh, yeah. And as many as you want, let me know. I mean, let me gloss over anything. I want to give you the big vision, and then I can fill in any details you want, you know?
And the other detail with the little sticker.
Yeah, that's at the party. Remind me when we get to the party. Okay, so immediately, you cart them off, they go to the program director, gets all the details, right? He knows exactly who's having their party, what days, all that stuff, you know, right? Monday, hopefully, we get the details back in, or we get permission slips back, whatever it may be. Everybody has to have the permission slip to come into the party that day. Okay, all the party students show up 40 minutes early, right? If it's their party, they have to show up, like, almost an hour early, right? We tell them 40 minutes, it ends up being a half hour, right?
Again, there are sometimes ones that want to bring their friends.
Fine,
their kids can just sit around.
Not much you can do about it. But what you're doing is you're training that student who's having the pizza party. You're adding value to their experience, right? So you take them by the hand over to the door, and you say, well, Johnny, since this is your party, it's very important that you make your guests feel welcome, right? So this is what you have to do. This is how you become, you know, a mentor is making other people feel safe and make them feel like they're welcome. So I want you to stand here, feet together, back straight, you know, look straight in the eye, and say, hello, Johnny, thank you for coming to my pizza party. And they do it. And you say, okay, now who brought Johnny? And it was Johnny's mom. Okay, well, now look up at Johnny's mom and say, hello, Johnny's mom, thank you for bringing Johnny to my pizza party. Come with me. And they show him where to put the shoes. They show him how to bow on the mat. You know all that stuff, right? They're like the karate respect stuff, right? They have to teach him all that. And they have to teach all their guests that when they come in the door. So see, now mom, who thought that this was just a pizza party, now they're saying, oh my God, they're doing this little respect lesson and all that. You know, it's what we do. We always over-deliver, right? Okay, so where are we at? Are we at the party yet? Yeah, we're in the party. So then the party's just an hour, right? And we do like 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes. Four 15-minute segments.
You just slow down a little bit.
Yeah, man.
You spent 40 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever you have left, to go over this stuff with your honor speaking guests. Now they're prepared for their friends to come in. Somebody's bringing them in. They might stay, they might not stay until the end, right? They might come back at the end to watch the white belt ceremony. What else do you do right there when they first come in the door? Do you check them off a list? Do you give them something, a name tag?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the program director's right there. And his mission that day is he manages the entire front end of the school, right? His mission is to talk to every parent within the first 15 minutes of the class and make sure everybody he has to take a permission slip from everybody. Nobody can walk in the door without a permission slip, right? The pizza party kid's fine because we have their liability release, right? But he's got a stack of blank permission slips sitting right there. And if they don't have one, he makes them fill one out. You know what I mean? We've got to have the data, right? And so anyway, so that's his mission before the thing starts, is to make sure everybody gets checked in, they have all their permission slips and stuff like that. We've got to have the data, right? That's the rule. We've got to have the data. And then, let's say it's an hour of class. The first 15 minutes of the class, the program director has to talk to every parent sitting in the lobby. That's their goal. And they have to know what their story is, right? Are they the parent of, you know, who are they? Are they the parent of this kid, that kid, all that stuff, right? Because they're setting up appointments back there. Okay, hey, did you know, by the way, at the end of the class, you know, these guys are going to have a chance to, you know, win some free lessons. Is this something you ever thought about doing for, you know, your son? Oh, yeah, we thought about, well, it's an info call, right, in person. So anyway, so, you know, we're in the thing, we're in the party, right, and it's 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. First 15 minutes is like the martial arts lesson that we all do, like an intro one, right? And at the same time, we're making the honor student the star of the show, right? So you have the whole line of honor students standing next to you, facing the class like the instructors do, right? And you teach
it. In uniform.
Yeah. We make them in uniform. Sometimes they don't, but it's fine, right? Yeah, they're facing the class, and you know, you have to pre-frame them. You've got 40 minutes before they show up, and you've got to pre-frame them. You know, one of the little lessons is, you know, Johnny, do people learn better by hearing or by seeing? And you go through the whole thing with them, you know, that little exercise or whatever. And basically you're pre-framing them to not tell their friends what to do while they're in the class, but to show them, you know, so they're not like, you know, talking about them. Anyway, so they're the star of the day. We have them, like, break a board or do something really cool, you know, with their friends watching. That's, you know, kind of cool.
The first 15 minutes?
Demo board. Yeah, somewhere in the first half an hour or so. So the way we do the class is we do 15 minutes of an intro lesson, 15 minutes of, like, high-energy martial arts, you know, like, relay races or something really high energy, you know what I mean? Something really fun, you know, front kick relay races, crab walk, you know, whatever. Something really fun, really entertaining, but you have martial arts skill you're still teaching in there, right? 15 minutes of, like, whatever kind of, like, martial arts games-ish types things that the honor students want to do, and then 15 minutes for pizza and go, right? So I mean, it's really fast. It's really easy. Instructors can do this thing in their sleep. Like high energy, like fast paced relay races, you know, stuff like that. Like real high energy. Third is like a game. You know, like if they want to do some sort of martial arts game. Yeah, something like, you know, we have the little thing where they use the sticks and they block the ball, or you know, something that's martial arts related, but it's just fun. You know what I mean? So it's not necessarily, you know, like high energy technique. It's just, you know, kind of fun.
More towards fun.
Yeah. Just entertaining. And then 15 minutes of pizza. And of course, the whole time you're lacing through the whole intro. It's like an intro, right? Same thing. You're the whole intro is based on focus, self-esteem, whatever, right? Now, our goal is, again, remember, at the end of the pizza party, they're going to tie their belts on, right? So they have to be teaching their student the four rules of concentration, right? Or the seven magic words of respect. Usually we use seven magic words because it's easier. You know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am, please, thank you, you're welcome, right? and they have to be able to use those seven magic words to be able to earn their belt or whatever those requirements are, right? Okay. So now what Ron was talking about is here are a couple problems you've got to solve in this deal, right? Number one problem we already solved was how do we get a bunch of students there, right, with a bunch of friends without making it, you know, one kid shows up with two friends, you got an instructor standing there teaching three people for an hour, right? That's horrible, right? That's terrible, right? So this problem solves that. This problem is now how you get 40 kids in the classroom on a Saturday, or 30, or 25, right? Pretty easily. I mean, if it's 10 kids, everybody's going to bring one person, right? That's at least 20, you know what I mean? So whatever. And what always happens is two kids bring, like, the whole neighborhood, and two kids, like, bring, like, their brother. Fine. Well, I mean, fine. Look, it's their celebration. Now, another component of that is when we confirm everybody's when we confirm everybody's coming to the party, as soon as we get their data, we call to confirm they're coming. The message there is it's not just like a birthday party, right? It's not like a party that they're coming to. I mean, although that's what we call it, it's really like it's a value activity. It's a valuable activity. It's something where they're coming to celebrate Johnny being an honor student in our school. And Mrs. Jones, what that means is, explain to him, you know, it means he worked really hard on his physical martial arts, but really what it means is he did his random act of kindness project where he did these 10 random acts of kindness, or he learned his, you know, whatever, 7 habits of highly effective people. He worked on being proactive, you know, and he did this project and this project and this project, you know what I mean? So now that parent of the buddy knows that this is something very different than, you know, like going to Chuck E. Cheese and doing a birthday party, right?
Do you stress that the friend is coming to help the honor student learn about mentorship at that point, too?
Yeah. You know, mostly it's they're coming to learn, you know, the lesson of the day, which is whatever it is, 7 magic words, 4, whatever it is, right? And the student themselves is kind of like in the mentorship role that day. So that's the focus for them, you know what I mean? So that's kind of why they have to bring a friend, you know? Like you get the, well, do I have to bring a friend? Well, Johnny, this is actually your first experience with mentorship. This is the first student you get to teach to be a white belt. So you want to pick somebody. This is a kind of a little technique, by the way. So you want to choose somebody that doesn't know anything about martial arts. You know what I mean? So now they're not bringing the kid in their own class, their own martial arts class. They're bringing someone who they could teach to be a white belt. You know what I mean? So anyway, now another problem we need to solve is there's a little bit of labor involved in this to make sure everybody shows up, right? You got to call all the parents. You got to do all that stuff, right? So the program director's got to be on the ball with this deal. The third problem, whatever the next problem is, we have to solve, is what do you do with the parents who don't show up, right? The kids that come with the other kids' parents, or kids' families, and we do a few things, but two of the big key ones are number one during the party, the second 15 minutes of the party. Remember, there's 4 15-minute segments, right? First 15-minute segment, okay, you need two people to pull these things off. You need an instructor who could be anybody. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily like the highest talent, you know, highest kicker or anything like that, but they just have to be a good instructor. But you need a really good program director. The first 15 minutes of the party, the program director has to meet everybody that's in the lobby, right? The second 15 minutes, and usually it's like the second 30 minutes, they've got to call the parents of every one of the guests, right? And the script is this. You know, hey, Mrs. Jones, don't worry, everything's fine. Right, because as soon as you call them, they freak. Right, they think that you know Johnny fell down and broke his leg, and you're calling him to go, you know, go call the ambulance. Right, you know, this is Toby Milroy from Mahi Karate. You know, don't worry, everything's just fine with Johnny. In fact, the reason I wanted to call you was because I didn't want to embarrass Johnny in class, but he's doing such a great job. I wanted to bring it to your attention. Right, he's in class, and I just saw him over there with his relay line, and Sally, the little girl from down the street, was running down the mat and stubbed her toe and fell, and your son Johnny was the first one over there to help her up and got her back in line and helped her kind of brush it off. And I mean, I just wanted to let you know that it was fantastic, you know? I mean, what kind of reception are you going to get to that, right? Oh, God, well, thank you so much, right? And it's basically now you treat it like an info call. Have you ever thought about, you know, getting Johnny involved in a program like this? Well, yeah, we did. You know, so it's just leading to an info call. So we're trying to call every person that's in the party the day they're there at the party, that hour, that half an hour. Right. The goal is
for
the parents that didn't show up. Okay. Parents didn't show up.
But the kids showed up somehow.
The kids showed up like with the parent of the kid who had the pizza party, right? Yeah. So now, also through the course of the class, we're programming all the students, especially the friends, to be able to recite the seven magic words of respect, right? So through the whole class, you do it, you know, 20 times. You know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am, whatever it is.
Can you do that once more? Yes, sir, no, sir?
Yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, please, thank you, you're welcome. Very simple. It's just, you know, it is what it is. You can do whatever the lesson is you want, right? But here's why you do it. There's like a bunch of reasons why you do it. That's part of our curriculum. Right? That's one of the things they have to do in their attitude strike. For white belts, they have to be able to use the seven magic words 10 times at home. The parents check off the box every time they do it, you know, 10 times. They bring that page back in and they get an attitude strike. Right? So anyway, so whatever that assignment is, whatever you value, whatever you think your parents value, that becomes the assignment, and that becomes the program in the class, right? Now, there's another reason we're programming. And the reason is they need to be able to recite that when they go home. Because they recite it to you in class before they leave, and you put this little sticker on their shirt. It's a big address label. And we put like a cool karate picture on the address label. And the script on the address label, the big ones, say, Mom, or I can't remember what it says, Mom or Dad, ask me what I learned in karate today. Right? And stick it on their shirt. They have to earn their sticker, though, right? So they have to do whatever you want them to do to earn the sticker. We stick that on their shirt. So when they go home, Mom sees the thing and says, okay, Johnny, what did you learn in karate class today? And Johnny, like, snaps to attention and says, I learned the seven magic words of respect. They're yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am, please, thank you, you're welcome. Right? That's not bad. I mean, that's useful. Right? So that's the program. You got to program them to do that, right? So now, basically what that does is solves the problem of you give them flyers, you give them mail information, you give them a package, and it never makes it home. You know what I mean? Of course, we're still going to do that, right? We're still going to give them the handout. We have like, you know, I don't know, a little, it's like a 7 or 8 page sales letter with a couple flyers, you know, that whole thing. We're still going to give them that stuff, but, you know, we know that we get more phone calls from the, oh, which by the way, the sticker has the phone number at the bottom. And it says, if your son or daughter successfully, you know, recites the seven magic words to you, he's won a free gift, call this number. You know, something like that. I guess we should put the website on there, too. I have to think about that. Labels aren't that big.
Other than the initial, during the first 15 minutes, it's probably worth just getting to know everybody. But you're not trying to schedule the first
day of
person.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
During the first 15 minutes?
Absolutely. Yeah, anybody that's there, that's the parent of the guest.
Parents haven't really seen much benefit going on
yet
other than the
door. Yeah. I mean, he's building rapport at that point. You know, I mean, you still got the 15 minutes at the end, and after you kind of dismiss, there's still time in there. But actually, I'll get to that, too. There's a couple little systems at the end, too. But yeah. I mean, it's not like he's only got 15 minutes to do it. I mean, he's certainly not going to, you know, I have three parents I haven't talked to yet, but my 15 minutes is up. You know, I mean, it's just kind of like how we break it down for the staff to understand.
You know, you have 50 kids coming in that Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. And really all that is just benchmarks for the staff members to know what their roles and goals are, you know? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, it just gives them an idea to map it out. But anyway, so now as everybody's leaving, right? So you stick the stickers on them, you give them the stuff, you huddle them all around the parents' feet, you have the lesson of the day, all that stuff, right? As they're leaving, we have a big white table with a big stack of uniforms on it. And by the way, and of course this only applies to the parents that are there, by the way, if this is something you really would like to do, take advantage of the free 2-week trial. You can, if you feel, you know, all you have to do is complete the form and sign it and leave it with us today. Schedule your first lesson for next week. You can take your uniform with you right now, right? So they have to walk by the little bottleneck to the door with a big stack of uniforms on it with the kids, you know, kind of like dragging the kids through the Pirates of the Caribbean store after the ride, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, same idea, right?
Do they get their white belt during the lesson?
Yeah, at the end, like when we do the little pizza thing. Right, that's the time that you have everybody kind of sitting and they're kind of calm and there's not much happening.
So you call them up one at a time?
Well, the student does. So what happens is, like, you don't need 15 minutes for a kid to eat a slice of pizza, right? But that's the time where everybody's real quiet and they're kind of all sitting in one place and all that sort of thing. So that's when you're kind of doing that end of the lesson. And you say, now remember, in order to earn your white belt today, you have to accomplish this, 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 and this, right? So who thinks they're ready for that? You know, and this is maybe 10 minutes into the thing. And then their student or their instructor, who is your student, takes them over to the side and tests them on their information, and then they get to tie their belt on.
So they do it, not the instructor.
Yeah. The student, right. My student, ties his student's new white belt on.
Okay.
Yeah. And we just have, you know, this big box of belts. Cool, right? So anyway, so there's a lot of leverage in this deal. There's a lot of leverage because you can put a lot of bodies in the room. You've dramatically over-delivered on any expectation that you would have, right, on what people are expecting, you know, with something like this. And you've got, like, all sorts of contact information in, right? Nobody comes in without a permission slip. Nobody, you know, you've got all this leverage. The one piece of leverage we haven't figured out yet is how to make the parents show up. I mean, because I haven't figured that out. We haven't figured that out yet. But all these other steps, you have a big lead pipeline now. You know what I mean? You've got 20 or 30 kids now over the next 2 weeks that your program director is just every day vehemently calling. You know?
Well, do you ever run into a problem where your student is testing their guest and the guest doesn't know their stuff and doesn't want to know what?
Yeah. I mean, what are you gonna do? Yeah, just help them out. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they have to do four things during their white belt. They have to be able to recite the seven magic words. They have to be high lock, front kick, and stand at attention. You know what I mean? Focus the eyes, focus the ears, focus the mind, focus the body. That's what they have to do. You know, so it's pretty rare that happens. But if it is, you know, we'll try to help them. Or, you know, it's just like you would do with a normal student in a class that's having trouble. I mean, you're gonna help them get what they need to get. And if they can't do it that day, you know, you call up the parent and it's an opportunity to talk to them about how you can help them, you know. Cool. A lot of little logistical details, but once you get the structure, I mean, the big points of leverage are, it's not just a birthday party with 10 kids, it's 20 birthday parties three or four kids, right? You don't have to wait once a year, you can do it every 2 months or whatever your graduation cycle is. A staff member can do the instructor part without being the 6-3 black, you know, I mean, pretty much anybody can do that. And the program director has to be pretty sharp. But, you know what I mean?
I guess when you, not this, I like this idea a lot, but when you do group events, or corollary, they don't earn a white belt. If they can break the board and do whatever, they earn 2-3 classes.
Right.
Do you see any downside to that? Or?
I don't think so. I mean that, and that's what we do on.
The value on it, but parents will.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what we do on the little sticker thing is if they can do at home, if they can perform their seven magic words of respect, they earn a free gift and they call it what the free gift is. You know. But yeah, I don't see any downside. I mean, it's just leverage, right? It's just what is it that's gonna excite the student and what is it that's gonna excite the parent, you know? Useful?
Yeah,
useful?
Yeah.
I like that. And like you said, the big thing is you don't have to do it. You know, you don't have to be there, right? I mean, this is something like your 17-year-old, you know, instructor. Then you have to be a chief instructor, really. I mean, they can teach that class, right? It's not that difficult. And you know, we've videotaped it, scripted it, and transcribed it, and the whole thing, so that they can just watch the thing and they get all the vocabulary right. Now the real art is in the call to confirm that they're coming, or to tell them about the party, right? And then the call that day, and the follow-up calls. So if you've got a good program director, this is like manna from heaven. You know, this is those guys. This is now they have warm leads to talk to instead of cold bodies. Good?
Great.
Okay, good.